Hello, and welcome to A History of Japan. Season 8, Episode 2, Takaoji's Treason. When Ashikaga Takaoji departed the capital without imperial permission to pacify the rebellion led by Hojo Tokiyuki, he was playing a dangerous game. He probably assumed, with good reason, that Emperor Go-Daigo would not punish him for his flagrant disregard of protocols. Whatever the case, he was determined to crush the rebellion in Kanto and restore order to the east. By the time he met with his brother, the unfortunate Tadayoshi and his troops had been driven all the way into Mikawa, which is in southern Chubu. They marched their unified force into Totomi province, with the ultimate goal of bringing Kamakura back under their control. Before we launch into the various campaigns and battles ahead of us this season, it will be helpful to recall the nature of warfare in 1300s Japan. Pitched battles began with ritual, generally as archers loosed whistling arrows to signal their readiness to fight, and potentially to frighten away fell spirits who might interfere. It seems that the custom of shouting one's ancestry and then challenging someone to a single combat horse archery duel had already begun to wane by this point, but samurai in general still primarily functioned as horse archers. Foot soldiers called ashigaru seemed to have played a role in these clashes, though precisely how they were deployed in the 1300s is not known with certainty. They would play a much more important role in the rather important war which we will review at the end of this season. Unfortunately, the records of battle from this time contain unreliable numbers and almost no tactical or strategic information. If you feel frustration when all I can report about a particular battle is who won and who lost, please know that I feel the same way. However, we do know who won and lost, and those details which did manage to survive to the present day are included as much as possible. With that in mind, let's continue with the situation in Kanto in the late summer of 1335. It seems that the scion of the Hojo clan possessed a strategic mind. He fortified the Oigawa River in Totomi province with defense works in anticipation of the Ashikaga advance. However, while the Oigawa is very wide, it is shallow, and an advance unit of Takaoji's warriors forded the river upstream from the fortifications and flanked the defenders. The battles that followed were sporadic affairs which were generally launched whenever the Ashikaga army caught up with Tokiyuki's retreating forces. They chased the Hojo loyalists through Totomi and Suruga provinces and into Izu, and soon they stood before Kamakura itself. Takaoji's troops stormed the city on September 8, 1335, less than 3 weeks after he had departed from Heian-kyo, and scattered or killed the remaining defenders, putting Hojo Tokiyuki to death as well. Thus ended any remaining hope for Hojo clan restoration. Takaoji took up residence in Kamakura for the time being, where he welcomed the formal submissions of former Hojo-supporting families in the area. Meanwhile, in Heian-kyo, Emperor Go-Daigo seemed desperate to convince Takaoji to return. Official imperial messengers traveled to Kamakura bearing congratulations and promises of extravagant feasts to celebrate his victory as soon as he arrived. His brother Tadayoshi replied to the official missives, telling Emperor Go-Daigo frankly that Takaoji did not feel safe coming to the capital, where his rivals might try once again to assassinate him. He felt safe in Kamakura, so there he would stay. Takaoji himself made no official reply, but ordered construction to begin on a new palace to be built on the precise spot where the previous shogun's residence had been. In addition to ignoring the emperor's pleas to return, Takaoji also began distributing rewards to his bravest troops. This was an obvious overstep of his authority, as warriors were expected to apply for rewards through the Office of Rewards in Heian-kyo. While this breach of protocol has been used by historians in former times as evidence of Takaoji's intent to rebel, I think it is more likely that he was hoping the emperor would finally grant him the office of shogun. Seizing control of the East in hopes that the government would grant you a title is a tactic dating back to Taira Masakado in 940, and while it did not work out for that particular rebel, Takaoji had good reason to assume it might work out for him. At this point, it was believed that the Ashikaga brothers commanded the largest and most capable army in the nation. Now that he was establishing a permanent base in Kanto, in Kamakura itself no less, he had the potential to recruit even more Eastern warriors to his banner. He began to administer Kanto as though he were an official appointee, granting Jito and Shugo offices in various provinces throughout the region. Nitta Yoshisada, back in Heian-kyo, was especially incensed when Takauji appointed a member of the Uesugi clan to be a Shugo of Kozuke province, where Yoshisada was from. By autumn of 1335, it was becoming clear to every observer that conflict was imminent. Supporters rushed to Kamakura or Heian-kyo, depending on who they supported. For his part, Ashikaga Takauji was clever enough not to declare war against the emperor's person, but directed his negative propaganda against Nitta Yoshisada. Toward the end of 1335, the imperial court appointed one of Go-Daigo Tenno's sons, one Prince Takanaga, as Seito Shogun, the commander-in-chief who chastises eastern rebels, and appointed Nitta Yoshisada as his general. Their mission was to destroy the Ashikaga brothers. For a few days, Go-Daigo's loyalists and the Ashikaga army had something of a standoff on opposite banks of the Ahagi River in southern Chubu. The Ashikaga general, one Ko Moroyasu, divided his forces in hopes of defeating Nitta's army through stratagem. However, tired of waiting for the battle to begin, a single warrior from Nitta's forces charged across the river and many of his fellow loyalists followed him until the entire army was assailing the Ashikaga force in a mass charge. Ko Moroyasu ordered a retreat as his warriors were overwhelmed. They fled east to Suruga province, where they tried to halt the loyalist advance with the aid of fresh reinforcements. Nitta's forces nevertheless defeated them soundly, taking many prisoners in the process. This was a disastrous beginning for the Ashikaga brothers. Tadayoshi fled to the slopes of Mount Hakone, where he prepared to hold out against the advancing loyalists. Nitta Yoshisada soon arrived, but his forces were thrown into confusion when Ashikaga Takauji delivered a surprise attack which inflicted heavy loyalist casualties. They chased Yoshisada and his army off the mountain range, and Takauji, sensing that he was at a delicate moment, began granting rewards while his army was still in the field. By the end of 1335, the loyalists had been pushed into Suruga, and it is here that they suffered a high-profile defection. The Otomo clan of Kyushu, who had thus far supported Emperor Go-Daigo's cause, offered their allegiance to Ashikaga Takauji, who gladly accepted. The renewed offensive of the Kamakura army broke the loyalist forces, who panicked and routed in the face of Ashikaga advances. Nitta Yoshisada and his army were constantly harried and picked off, until finally a remnant, including the general himself, made their way to the capital to regroup and plan. The Ashikaga brothers likewise took a moment to decide on strategies moving forward, intending to continue their progress all the way to Heian-kyo. More eager warriors joined the Ashikaga army as they went, and their numbers swelled as they traveled through Mino province in the middle of Chubu. Here they divided their force into three groups, intending to approach the capital from three directions, just as Yoritomo had done when he seized the city from his cousin Yoshinaka. This time, however, the Uji Bridge would not fall so easily. The loyalists had not been idle in preparing to defend the capital. Nitta Yoshisada is credited with ordering a tower to be constructed on the center of the Uji Bridge, which was completed by the time the Ashikaga army arrived in February of 1336. This fortification proved quite effective against the Ashikaga assaults, which were repeatedly driven back. More and more warriors were joining the Ashikaga army nearly every day, however, indicating that samurai discontent with Emperor Go-Daigo's regime was indeed considerable. The assault plan that finally won the capital for the rebels is credited to a samurai named Akamatsu Norimura, who had fought Hojo partisans in Harima province during the Genko War and been given a single manor as a reward while simultaneously being stripped of the office of Shugo. On February 22nd, he proposed that the three-pronged Ashikaga army simultaneously attack the area of Yamazaki, which lay to the southeast of Heian-kyo and to the east of the Uji Bridge. Using a smoke signal to determine the time of the strike, the Ashikaga force descended upon the Loyalist forces encamped in Yamazaki. The attack was a success, and soon the defenders were fleeing north to Toba, where another Loyalist division held a defensive line. It seems that one of Ashikaga Takaoji's strengths as a general was successfully winning follow-up attacks with such speed that his opponents had no time to organize a counterattack. The Ashikaga army pursued the fleeing Loyalists into Toba, where they quickly set that area's Loyalist garrison to flight as well. On February 23rd, the battle was over, and the capital was in sight. Though the Ashikaga advance was swift, the emperor and his partisans had time to flee Heian-kyo before their enemies seized it. They fled to Mount Hiei, where they were sheltered initially by Enryakuji Monastery. Emperor Go-Daigo was especially displeased that he was forced to flee, but in spite of their recent losses, the imperial partisans still expected reinforcements to arrive from the north and east. The Loyalists were down, but they were not out. Meanwhile, the Ashikaga troops were setting the homes of their enemies ablaze. The mansions belonging to Kusunoki Masashige and Nawa Nagatoshi were particularly singled out for destruction. Takaoji took residence in the capital on February 25th, just 3 days after his troops had entered. 2 days later, the Loyalist reinforcements arrived and charged the capital in alarming numbers. 3 days of intense fighting followed, but Takaoji eventually recognized that his occupying forces could not hold back the attackers. He and his brother fled to Tamba Province and attempted to regroup at Hyogo, a port town which is today part of Kobe City. Tadayoshi favored striking Heian-kyo again, but Takaoji was hesitant. While they debated, the Loyalist army discovered them and surrounded Hyogo in a rough siege that lasted for 10 days. Eventually, Takaoji was forced to acknowledge that he had been defeated. However, committing seppuku was not what he had in mind for his next move. As their allies, still at large, began surrendering to Loyalist aggression in March of 1336, the Ashikaga brothers opted to flee to Kyushu, where they still had many powerful allies. By the middle of March, Emperor Go-Daigo felt secure enough to return to Heian-kyo as Takaoji plotted his next move and likely pondered his fate. While the outlook may have seemed grim in the moment, all was not lost for the Ashikaga upstarts. Although the entire island of Kyushu was not unified in support of their cause, the powerful Otomo, Shimazu, and Shoni clans sided with them, which was enough to assure their safety for the moment. There was still, in general, a significant amount of samurai discontent with the new government, so Takaoji just needed to find a way to rally the undecided among the warrior class to his cause. While he had tried to spin his rebellion as an attempt to rid the emperor of bad advisors, namely Nitta Yoshisada, the optics created by this uprising had been unfavorable. Yoshisada's troops fought beneath the brocade banner, the imperial coat of arms. Takaoji's troops fought in support of himself, a high-ranking samurai who was unhappy with imperial administration. If he wanted to win this war, he would need some imperial support of his own. It has been a while since we discussed it, but part of the reason for Emperor Go-Daigo's rebellion was the Kamakura shogunate's control over imperial succession. During the restored emperor's exile on Oki Island, the Hojo clan had arranged the elevation of Emperor Kogon, a member of the Jimyōin line, which was descended from Emperor Go Fukakusa. Emperor Go Daigo was a member of the Daigakuji line, which was descended from Emperor Kameyama. The Kamakura shogunate had arranged for the two lines to alternate their ascensions, which was why they placed Kogon Tenno on the throne during Emperor Go Daigo's exile. Ashikaga Takaoji sought the support of the retired Emperor Kogon and secured a promise that the retired sovereign would issue an inzen, an official commission from a retired emperor, giving Takaoji the authority to act in the name of Kogon In and destroy Nitta Yoshisada, who would be declared a rebel. This covered Takaoji's moral authority, at least for the moment, but before he could take the fight back to Emperor Go-Daigo and his loyalists, he had to deal with his enemies on Kyushu. The Kikuchi clan, in particular, held the Ashikaga leader in contempt, and they eagerly made war against their neighbors, the Shoni, laying waste to one of their fortresses in the vicinity of Dazaifu. The Kikuchi were not content with merely shaming their local enemies, however, but were determined to defeat Takauji himself on behalf of Emperor Go-Daigo. Their clan had an unfortunate history of choosing the losing side in national conflicts, as they had also supported the Taira clan during the Genpei War more than a century earlier. One of the chapters of The Origins of Japan's Medieval World is dedicated to the rises and falls of the Kikuchi clan, so if you are curious about Kyushu during this time period, I will once more recommend reading that book. After destroying the Shoni fortress near Dazaifu, they rallied more warriors to their banner in preparation for a larger battle to come. Ashikaga Takauji gathered his own forces as well as his allies, and they met the Kikuchi army near Hakata Bay on April 15th. The fighting was intense on both sides, but once more Takauji's style of aggressive, relentless pursuit won the day. The Kikuchi were driven back beyond Dazaifu, and so many were killed in the ensuing pursuit that they soon withdrew entirely. Many of their allies surrendered to Takauji, who used this moment to buy himself some much-needed goodwill. He granted clemency to those who surrendered and offered them a place in his army. With the hostile Kikuchi neutralized, Kyushu essentially became a safe haven for Ashikaga Takauji to build his influence in the west and prepare to organize fresh offensives against his enemies in Heian-kyo. Meanwhile, back in the capital, the mood was fairly positive in the immediate aftermath of Takauji's expulsion from Honshu in March. Kitabatake Akiye, the son of senior imperial advisor Kitabatake Chikafusa, was appointed as Chinju Fushogun, the commander-in-chief for the defense of the north, and sent with Prince Norinaga to the provinces of Dewa and Mutsu to organize the warriors of the north to join the fight against the rebel Takauji. Various other efforts to draw warriors to Emperor Go-Daigo's banner were made throughout Honshu, particularly in Kanto. While it may seem like Ashikaga Takauji was about to fight an uphill battle, keep in mind the general samurai discontent with imperial governance. Even with Takauji's recent bad luck, many among the warrior class still trusted him further than they trusted an imperial court which had bungled their rewards, stripped them of office, and seemed to be shutting them out of future opportunities. Nowhere was this distrust more evident than in Kanto. The fertile eastern region was full of many dissatisfied warriors who were formerly vassals or allies of the Ashikaga. Takauji himself kept up a correspondence with many eastern and even northern samurai throughout his time in the west. He managed to convince a few to engage in guerrilla campaigns against loyalist forces in Dewa and Mutsu. His followers in Kanto, however, were in for some hard fighting. The loyalists had met with great success in rallying warriors in Hitachi province, just south of Mutsu, and they began raiding the holdings of Ashikaga vassals in an attempt to pacify the east. Nitta Yoshisada, meanwhile, was tasked with stabbing westward to fortify Chugoku against Takauji's inevitable advance. Takauji called upon the warrior Akamatsu Norimura to carry the Ashikaga banner in eastern Chugoku and hold enough fortresses there to allow the army he was building to advance to the capital. Yoshisada took some time to prepare for his assaults, but in late April of 1336, he began besieging castles in Harima province in hopes of shutting Takauji out of Kansai until a punitive force could be sent against him. Norimura commanded the defenses as best he could, but eastern Harima province fell to the loyalists in short order. In western Harima, as well as the other eastern provinces of Chugoku, many of their fortifications held out and even rebuffed Nitta Yoshisada's troops. It was made clear to Ashikaga Takauji by letters from Akamatsu Norimura that the defenders could not hold out forever. Thus, he departed Dazaifu in mid-May, marshaled his army in western Chugoku, and began a somewhat gradual journey to the east. In early June, he stopped at Itsukushima Shrine to pray. 3 days later, he visited a Shingon temple and hosted a poetry party. Why does it sound like Ashikaga Takauji is on vacation? there are a few possible reasons for his sluggish progress. In A History of Japan 1334 to 1615, author George Sansom speculates that Takauji wanted to give the loyalists a false sense of security so that they would not press against the castles he needed quite so furiously. It is possible that he was also trying to instill a sense of confidence in his troops and assure them that they were not bloodthirsty barbaric conquerors, but warrior poets who were on a mission to liberate the emperor from his bad advisors. The Ashikaga army steadily advanced along the southern coast of Chugoku until they came to the seaside town of Tomo, where Takauji and his war council made a plan. The army was divided between the brothers, and it was decided that Tadayoshi would lead the landborne troops across the remainder of Chugoku to strike at the loyalists from the west. Takauji, on the other hand, would take command of a naval force and deploy wherever they might be needed to support Tadayoshi's advance. Takauji's navy was soon joined by more ships from the Hosokawa clan, a cadet clan who descended from the Ashikaga. The Hosokawa controlled most of Shikoku Island, and they were longtime allies of Takauji. The loyalist forces still besieging fortresses in eastern Chugoku withdrew upon the news that the Ashikaga were marching a large army in their direction. They had failed to seize all of the fortifications necessary to mount a reasonable defense, but Nitta Yoshisada still hoped to find some way to halt Takauji and his allies before they took the capital once more. Emperor Go Daigo, apprised of these developments, ordered Kusunoki Masashige to take troops and support Nitta's defense in Setsu Province, which lies just to the west of Yamashiro Province, where Heian-kyo was located. Nitta Yoshisada decided to engage the Ashikaga army in a pitched battle near Minatogawa, or the Minato River. On July 5, 1336, the two armies would fight one of the most consequential battles in Japanese history. Next time, we will discuss the events of the Battle of Minatogawa and see what great consequences would arise from Takauji's rebellion.
Until then, thank you for listening. If you would like access to exclusive bonus episodes, as well as ad-free versions of the regular episodes, please consider supporting this podcast at patreon.com/ahistoryofjapan.